other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to be going to your calls in the next hour after this segment. This is a short segment. Looks like we couldn't get a hold of Paul Joseph Watson, but who knows, we may get him on the line. He was going to be discussing not only the vaccine situation, which we've covered extensively today, but also the situation in Pakistan. There's a new story out there today that, oh, it doesn't look like people are going to want to visit the Pakistan anymore. What little they did have in tourism is now over with, and you know, it doesn't look like they're going to have any big sporting events there either now that the cricket team was assaulted. All right. There are tons of stories out there in the mainstream media, and they've been compiled over at Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. And let's just give you the timeline, okay? Pakistani police are warned specifically that the cricket team will be assaulted on their way out by gunfire and terrorists in the same exact location. I think it was like a mall parking lot. They get this. Nah, we're not interested. Then people videotape the attackers walking away lackadaisically after they've murdered, I believe, 5 police officers, 2 bystanders. None of the cricket players were actually killed, just injured. Okay, so no desire to go after the guys. Weird, right? Then the next day, they do a roundup, but none of the people involved are rounded up. They do a random roundup where they say they're going to interrogate, you know, these quote-unquote people of interest just to kind of fish for some of these suspects. And to date, you know, here we are half a week later, nobody involved in the attacks has been picked up. A lot of people are pointing towards the Mumbai attacks. Well, you look at the attackers and their cell phones, let's repeat that, their cell phones were traced back to the U.S. and Italy. They scream of intelligence black ops to create instability in the region, okay? Terror comes to Pakistan. It just gives an excuse to have more troops in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, okay? They need this Eurasian Union. It's been talked about in their policy papers. That's why Barack Obama said, we're going to end this war. You know, I voted for the war when I thought there were weapons of mass destruction, or I voted against the war, and it's all nonsense. It's Johnny nonsense. Let's say it again. Nonsense. Okay? Absolute, utter nonsense. And you can tell it's nonsense because the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence over there, is set up by British intelligence back in the day and then revamped. Through U.S. intelligence and the CIA. In fact, you know, mainline Wikipedia pages will tell you that, you know, they have a close relationship. I mean, again, Barack Obama's new plan. Oh, we'll have troops in Iraq until 2011, the end of 2011. We'll only have 50,000 there. Let me see that again. At the end of 2011, we'll only have 50,000 there? Wow. He really ended the war, didn't he? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. Yes, we can. It's just, it's totally mindless. It's brainwashing. Go drink your Pepsi with your new Obama logo. Go buy your, you know, amazing Spider-Man comic with the fist bump. Oh, Spidey, I'm number one. Look how cool I am. You know, Chris Rock, you disappointed me. You know, usually an intelligent comedian. And I watched his latest stand-up. Although it was good, there was just Barack Obama worship. I love Barack. He's not the savior, folks. And any intelligent African-American gentleman that looks into it knows it. In fact, big ups to Aaron Magruder of the Boondocks, who basically said, come on, the system hasn't changed. They picked this guy. He's a puppet. That's the real deal. All right, we're going to take your callers after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ah! Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are streaming live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, you can see me at PrisonPlanet.tv 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And believe it or not, they actually put a camera on me for the full 3 hours. I think I do a little more TV than even Jones does during the week. And just want to give a big up to Alex for giving me the opportunity to do my own show, my own thing. And again, thank all the affiliates out there that are picking us up. And, you know, if you want to pick us up on the micros or what else have they got there, the short waves and the AM and the FMs, it's affiliates at GCNLive.com. Get at them quick. You know, we want to reach as many people as possible and expand as big as we can. Before we go to your callers, and I want to do a little bit of news, a little tech news before we go to the callers. I want to thank one of our sponsors, MySolar Backup, MySolarBackup.com. The number is 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricane, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 800-259-0365. All right, so the tech news that I wanted to hit upon is there's this documentary filmmaker out there, and he was trying to do something to expose the surveillance society, and he came across this technology now where he plans to put a mini camera in his prosthetic eye. I guess the guy has a falsie, and right now the technology, the camera looks like it's basically a contact lens with a transmitter on it. Now, everything's wireless, so this camera isn't going from his, you know, his eye socket in the wire and whatever. It's being transmitted. So now we're at the point where we can put something into our eyeball. It can record everything wirelessly. Now, here's the thing. Police officers could be using this as a tool within the next 10 to 20 years. All right, that means as soon as they knock on your door and you say, you know, you can't come in, you don't have a warrant, they say, well, you know what, you acted suspicious, it's on the cam, and then they scan your house, and even if they don't pick up something right away, everything will be analyzed. Or look at it and get another nightmare scenario. Say that you do commit a crime and you're on probation, but they offer you, well, you can go to jail, or instead of probation, we're just going to fit you, you know, instead of with a LoJack, in other words, house arrest, you're going to have this iCam, and it's just going to record everything you do to a database, and as long as you don't break the law, everything's going to be good. This technology, I mean, nanotech is here, folks. Everything is getting smaller. You can check this out over at iborgblog.com. It's the real deal. And it is scary. I mean, oh, man. At one end of me, I'm like a tech head, and I think, cool, man. This is great for journalists like myself. You know, just throw it up in my eye, and I'll be able to get whatever I want, and this is the new thing. But when you look at bugging technology, I mean, you'll never know if someone's a tattletale or a rat ever again. You know, forget about it when the mafioso guy, you know, brings the dude to the bathroom, and he's like, you got a wire, filling him up, blah, blah. Those days are almost over. Now it's like, you got an eye, what's he going to do, rip out his eyeball? Oh, it looks like you were good. That's your real eye. Oh, my goodness. We have fun here, don't we, guys? I'm looking at the producers. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's jump to Thomas in Texas. Thomas, what's on your mind?
Hey.
How are you, sir?
After the program, I would like you to go to chick.com, like the baby chicken, C-H-I-C.
Okay.
And read about the ex-Jesuit priest Alberto Rivera. It's a six-part series. Who was an intelligence officer in the Vatican for 27 years and became a fundamentalist Christian, and he exposes the whole Vatican deal, the whole religious system from the charismatic movement to the, talks about the Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, how the Jesuits formed everything, and further into the series it shows how the Islamic religion came out of the, originated with the Vatican,
mm-hmm.
with Waraqua and Khadija. They set, mm-hmm. set one of the Catholic girl up with the Muhammad. It's pretty interesting, but anyway. The Bible does say, calls the Roman Catholic institution Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. Things that we all know about the globalists and the Illuminati and everything, but the central control has always been the Roman Catholic institution under the Vatican. They're the ones that control the Illuminati. So the Illuminati takes their orders from the Jesuits.
Well, you know, I think that's up for debate. I mean, that's kind of, I've heard that theory, and then, you know, obviously people will say, oh, no, it's not the Jesuits, it's the Zionists, and
right.
all this other stuff. But, you know, we had, at least on my program, I had G. Edward Griffin on in the first show, and, you know, he explains how these round table groups were often modeled after Jesuit secret societies or the Jesuit order. And, you know, we had Tex Mars on last night. And, you know, he not only mentioned the Jesuits, I really just think it's another ring of control. I don't know if it's the innermost ring. It's definitely up there. It controls, you know, religion itself controls the masses. And a lot of these guys do have Jesuit ties. It's just like but they have other ties, too. You know, like, I don't think you can come out and say, you know, the Bohemian Grove is Jesuit. Some people point to the St. John of Maplenuck statue there. But you look at him and he's, you know, given the shh sign. So, you know, to kind of keep your mouth quiet. And you also look there, and it's not only Moloch and St. John, but they also have a Maitreya statue, you know, signifying, again, a lot of these people think that this new age is going to be coming in, and that this new Christ, or some people call it the Antichrist or the new Maitreya, is going to come in. So I really think it's multiple pagan and Babylonian worship. And I think, you know, obviously the Jesuit order fits in there. I think the Zionist order fits in there as well. I'm not sure what the innermost ring is. I don't know how you can come to that conclusion unless you are actually in that innermost circle. But I thank you for the call. Let's go to Abraham in Washington. And, you know, this is kind of like, you know, although I do touch on all that stuff, I mean, in the last, like I said, 3 days, we've had all those guests on for an hour. We had Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto. We went into, you know, this occult stuff. We try to keep it as secular as possible. You know, this has been a pretty big news blitz without any of that kind of, you know, which is very valid, don't get me wrong, but religion stuff, you know, occultic stuff. We're talking more about technology today. You know, Obama's meeting with, you know, who Bob Chapman feels is the head of the European Illuminati, or at least the one that puts out their agenda to the lower-level puppets such as Obama, the Queen of England, you know, the black nobility, as he called it. So, you know, that stuff is there. But, you know, during the day, usually, we really like to get into the news. Abraham, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How's it going today?
Good.
Just wanted to congratulate you on the new show, and I had a couple of points I wanted to make real quick, if I could.
Go for it.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but the FDIC announced that they wanted $500 billion, or they're going to stop insuring the banks. That was in the Wall Street Journal today, or yesterday, actually.
No, I did not see that. That's something that needs to go to Aaron at Infowars.com. Continue.
Okay. Also wanted to mention something that last caller said. You know, I think this innermost circle, I kind of doubt we're actually going to know who it is, or else they really wouldn't be in control.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And you know what? There's no doubt that the Vatican is inherently evil. I mean, you look at who they got at the head right now. He's a former, you know, Nazi youth. But beyond that, when he was a cardinal in the church, he redistributed all these known pedophiles from church to church instead of punishing these guys. And, you know, anybody who is for Catholic priest pedophilia, I'm sorry, I just can't get behind that. You know, so you obviously know that that's a corrupt institution, and you look at, you know, the Vatican and how it really controls, you know, a lot of Italians, a lot of Europeans in general, and even people who, you know, are Catholic in this country turn to the Pope, and, you know, they do all these crazy rituals. But, I mean, is that really the most innermost circle? I mean, I know they talk about the Black Pope. It's interesting reading, and there definitely are some dots to be connected there, but I don't know if they're the final dots, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, I just hear people talk about, oh, it's the Jews, or oh, it's the Catholics, or, you know, it's this group or it's that group. I kind of doubt we're going to know who it is.
Yeah, and you know what, it's not based on, in my opinion, any race, ethnicity, or even outward religious belief. I think the common thing that binds most of these people is that they're powerful, they're elitist, and they're into the occult in some way, shape, or form. And other than that, I don't know how much farther we have to take it to identify these people. You know, a lot of people say, well, how are you ever going to take them on? Well, first of all, we have to take them on at the levels that we know about, and that's our own government, our own constitution, our own Bill of Rights, you know, the judicial, executive, and legislative branches here at home. And then overseas, you know, we have to expose the Tory and the Labor parties to be being part of the same problem of this left-right paradigm that doesn't really exist. So I think exposing that is a lot more important than dealing with the minutia of, you know, who started this and whatnot. Because if you really look at the roots, you know, I think that, you know, we had the writer and director of the America's Secret Beginning series on my program all week. That guy, you know, Chris Pinto, although I don't, you know, agree with everything he says, I think they lay out a compelling case. I think they do a pretty good job of naming names and showing people. And although, you know, the Vatican Church isn't that focused on, you know, it's put in there a couple times. I mean, people expect too much of other people, I think, and they want to go off into their own things and be the leaders and say, I have this information. It's kind of like the people that want to buy into, you know, reptoids from the fourth dimension. You know, it's like, all right, where's the evidence? You know, I see all this, you know, I see all this Sumerian texts and I see all these, you know, wall paintings. Where's the video of the guy shape-shifting into a reptile? It's just not there. I thank you for the call. We are going to move on. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
God bless you. Let's see.
You know what? Let's hold you because we hear the music. I'll hold you over for the next segment. We're going to be taking Mark's calls, Robert, Rich, Anti-Illuminati, Michael, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to your callers, you know, we're talking a little bit about this occult and orders and stuff. I just want to point this out because, you know, a lot of these guys that are into the occult are also into one-worldism and global government and the quote-unquote New World Order. And, you know, somehow the UN works into that. And you watch the America's Secret Beginning series, Eye of the Phoenix, the third one. You know, not only do they talk about the UN, but these other buildings there and these artifacts. Well, this is out of Fox yesterday. Valuable works of art unaccounted for at the UN. Entrusted with safeguarding world peace and security. Oh, yes, world peace and security. That's what the UN's all about. The United Nations has failed to safeguard valuable works of art on its own premises, according to an internal investigation. At least a dozen works of art loaned or donated to the world body have seemingly disappeared from its New York headquarters. And, you know, these people are into it, and it just, it's crazy to me. You know, you wonder what's gone and why, and are they using these in some kind of weird ritual or whatnot. But I thought we'd throw that out there. You know, it is in the news. Well, let's go back to callers. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
I am blessed in the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he's been loving the ever-living snot out of me. I take it we're on the same page. I don't even like the word Christian because it is so cheaply used. I trust you don't mind that we clarify that the word religio is Latin for bind back together, and there's the ideal sense of being bound back to the Creator. And it, in a human sense, it always has a certain measure of contamination with certain man-made ideas. Mm-hmm. And so as far as that goes, I am trying. I'm in the delegate process. And I want to help the GOP realize it needs an emergency cranial rectal extraction. And I do intend to use a bit of humor as to basically what I have seen as a trend is that the way I look at it is basically the devil's been in the business of deceiving people for a very, very, very long time. He knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want to help people understand I sympathize that I too bought into things and then I came to my senses, and I'm appealing to you people that there needs to be, you know, you guys can have the support of us Paulites, but there's a major cost here. I'm not talking in terms of Federal Reserve notes, the gold or silver they fraudulently displaced. I'm talking about it's going to take the very high cost of real, genuine moral courage, not some political platitude of that, but the real thing. Am I thinking we're on so far on the same page?
Yeah, absolutely. People need to step up. It's not just about living, you know, listening to a radio show or being an armchair quarterback or just emailing people. There's a million different things. You have to be a human being. You know, it's not just about emailing, making a website, going out there, showing a movie to somebody, taking them out to dinner, having a conversation, you know, loving your fellow man.
Yeah, the prime commandment is love. And the thing is, what I want to get across to these people in the GOP, I think it's next weekend we're having our delegate meeting, and I want to get across to people it was because people with great gentleness and patience earned my trust and respect that I came to my senses. And that's why you're going to think I'm crazy now, because I believe the official story of 9/11 is surely as true as the idea that the sun goes around the earth and that truth is ultimately a democracy. And obviously I'm being a smart aleck. I mentioned I want to do a series, kind of like Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck If.
Mm-hmm.
You Might Be a Neocon If. And it's like, you might be a neocon if you believe that by violating the God-given rights of people all around the world in the name of freedom and democracy, this country is made safer. Like, what? You know.
Well, that's in their own little documents, Rebuilding America's Defenses. I mean, they basically say that they're going to use any kind of weapons they can, including bioweapons.
Oh, geez.
You know, they can harness that. And they're going to go into Eurasia. It's going to be a long process unless they get their new world, or their new Pearl Harbor, which they got. And, you know, they're just going to rape and pillage, and they're going to create their Eurasian Union that they're begging for. You know, I got to let you go, Mark, because you're scratching and your phone's cutting in and out. I got a couple beeps in there. Call me tomorrow or call me tonight. You know, again, the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight Central Time. I got to keep going through. We got a full list of callers. Let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert, what's on your mind? He just dropped. Let's go to Rich in New York. Rich, what's on your mind? Oh, wait, you know what? We're already hitting the break. Every time we go to a caller, we're hitting the break. We hit them last time. Rich, I'm going to come back to you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and soon, the InfoWarrior blog. Can you wait? I know I can't.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Your own personal Jesus.
What a fitting song for what we've been getting in the callers.
Someone to hear your prayer.
Little personal Jesus.
Someone who cares.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Remember, new show, 9 to midnight Central Time, the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. It's a lot like this show now because Alex Jones isn't here. So it's just me ranting and raving. You can see all 3 hours over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're encouraging you to repost that on the YouTube and the Google video for the kids. We've got Rich in New York on the line. We're going to go to Anti-Illuminati, Michael, Bill, and Robert afterwards. Let's go to Rich. What's on your mind, Rich?
Hey, Jason. Great job. I just want to thank you and Alex for putting all that great information out there. I love your bump music. I think you should play more Frank Zappa because he also knew what was going on.
Absolutely,
talked a lot about what you guys are talking about.
You know, that's a good point. Well, before you ask the question, you know, Zappa, especially with you know, I talked about Factor VIII and AIDS and the bear drugs and all that other stuff. He talked about, you know, AIDS being a bioengineered, you know, weapon from the United States government. We should pull that clip. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Zappa knew what was going on. Anyway, Alex had mentioned something about these, like, helicopters flying around that are kind of stealthy. And I've been seeing a number of them recently up here in the North Bronx. We face a window that faces absolutely no buildings. Look over a big golf course, Van Cortlandt. I don't know if you know the area. Anyway, these things are so close and so low to the ground with the rotors going, and you almost can't hear the rotors. It's almost like an imperceptible boop, 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 boop. You know, really, almost movie-like. That's the only way to explain it. And I'm wondering if he knows anything about pain generation as a crowd control and whether or not they're testing it on that type of a platform.
Well, I mean, all right. Have you seen the ones where they hook the satellite up? CNN's done some stories on them. They put it up on a tank or a van, and it's a sound weapon, and they have all these troops stand about 100 feet out in a field, and they hit you with different levels on it.
Okay.
It's about the same thing, and, you know,
and microwave
what it looks like,
and all that good stuff.
Yeah. What they're probably doing here is urban warfare. I mean, you're in the Bronx, so, you know, they're probably doing a little urban warfare training, which they, you know, he shows in Police State 1, 2, and 3. I mean, these are the black, unmarked helicopters, right?
Yeah, with actually, I don't know if it's a gun mount up front or an antenna, but there is a stick sticking off the nose, and it looks pretty threatening.
No, they do look. You know what? I wasn't going to tell this story, but I told the guys last night, and I might as well just let it out. Thank you for the call, Rich. I moved out to Austin, you know, a couple weeks ago, just before I got out here. I basically was scoping places out from New York on Craigslist. I found this one place. I actually got the place I wanted. It's about 20 minutes from Austin. It's in a very remote area. Okay. For instance, on the GPS, it doesn't even take me to my house. It takes me to a corner road, and my house is about a mile up the road. So I'm pulling in there yesterday, and I'm telling you, there was a black helicopter right in my neighborhood. And I'm used to seeing, like, the unmarked helicopters in upstate New York because they're constantly looking for marijuana fields, and I live out in these wooded areas, so see them all the time. You read about busts. There's just no tree line where I am. It's all flat. The grass is pretty burnt up from the sun. You're lucky to get a little green grass. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, why is it here? What is it doing here? I don't want to be paranoid. I just wanted to put it out there because, you know, I said it to my two producers last night. I'm like, you know, before I forget, this did happen to me. So, you know, if they find me, you know, I didn't hang myself. They find the dogs licking me while I hang myself with a big, long note. It wasn't me, folks. I didn't do it. Okay, so what are these black helicopters doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They're doing urban warfare training. Often it's not just U.S. troops. They'll bring in foreign troops. Again, all in the Police State films, covered slightly in Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny, one of my favorite films by him. You know what? Let's go to Robert in Canada, because he was holding before, and we let him go, and he's at the bottom of the list now, but let's bring him to the top. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I'm changing gears a little bit off the Illuminati and Christian bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, this would have been directed to Bob as well when he was on earlier, but well, you're in the fight, so I figured your spin is as good as any. But as I look at the economy all around, you know, you look at lots of turmoil in Europe, lots of turmoil in the States, but by and large, there seems to be no financial turmoil in Canada, and that's where I live. And so I'm really, you know, you read about these stories about how the collapses happen overnight, like, you know, and all of a sudden the bank has announced, by the way, your money's worth half as much as it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if that's going to be something, if you think it'll be something that'll be initially isolated to the United States or just
I don't think so. I think eventually
everybody all at once.
Yeah, well, I think it's eventually going to have to come to Canada since our economies are so heavily intertwined. And what is the parity rating right now? I think that Canadian's dollar is just, you know, a few cents higher than the American dollar. They're pretty close, right?
Quite a bit less, actually.
It's less than the dollar again. Really?
Well,
that's not good news.
It has been. Well, that's good news for us because, you see, we sell our shit to the world.
I got to let you go, man. You got to watch the language. I thank you. You know what? That's a good question, though. Before that point, you wonder, is Canada going to get hit as much? You don't see it. You do see the European economy going down. You see Gordon Brown coming over here and fawning to the United States, but North American Union, Canada is an integral part of that, And your prime minister is big time New World Order. You know, it's just like I've had a couple callers asking me to do shows on the Canadian prime minister and the Australian prime minister and their NWO ties. I'm bringing it to you next week. I'm announcing it. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to try to get as many. Who is it? Hartman, I think. Or I can't remember who the Canadian prime minister is. Bring that up on there for me, guys. Is it Rudd? I'm not sure. Well, Jaron's going to bring it up. Rudd is Australia. That's right. Rudd is Australia. I can't think of who the prime minister of Canada is. But listen, these guys are in on the globalist plan. There's nowhere to run. You can't just jump, you know, states. I can't move to Canada and everything's going to be okay. They work together. All right, let's go to Anti-Illuminati in Nevada. Anti-Illuminati, how you doing? Harper, that's it.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, first, I just wanted to commend you on the film that you made, Fabled Enemies. That was a really well-made documentary.
Well, thank you.
I just want to remind everybody how important the testimony that Indira Singh gave, you know, when she had that citizens 9/11 committee with Mike Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep in mind that, I mean, the enterprise architects that she worked with, she was supposed to be dead. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the level.
And just so people don't really know the story sometimes, so why don't you just tell them who Indira Singh was? She worked with some pretty prominent software, didn't she?
Yeah, she was with J.P. Morgan, and she was a risk architect. And basically, well, I mean, the whole thing, you can see this on YouTube and so forth, but I honestly didn't really want to spend time explaining something that...
Basically, she was into Promise and Carnivore and saw that something was coming and tried to blow the whistle, and no dice.
Yeah, she reported that to Chief Intelligence, or excuse me, what was it? The Chief Intelligence Officers, and they ignored it. Well, I've done a lot of research on this, and the reason, you know, when you connect the dots to all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
these guys were involved in covering this up because, well, let me try to get on track here. I'm sorry, I'm kind of like flustered here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very serious attack going on, a plan going on with a coordinated attack with the internet and the avian flu thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Booz Allen Hamilton, who I mentioned last time when I called in when Alex was there.
Okay.
They're involved. They're the ones that are running these war games.
Who's that? Who do you? Is this a conglomerate? Is this a corporation? You said what was the name again?
Booz Allen Hamilton is like a corporation. It's almost like a, you might as well, for all practical purposes, consider it a military industrial complex business.
Kind of like a Lockheed Martin or a Raytheon.
Yeah, but yeah, they specialize in wargaming. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing that freaked me out today.
All right.
What they're doing is they're talking about how bird flu can because of the quarantining that it would cause and how people, you know, it would just kill people, but also how they would have to quarantine areas.
Sure.
They're talking about that in the context of something called a COOP, which is a continuity of operations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, from what, when you analyze it, when you look at this information, this is, I'm going to post this stuff as soon as I get off the phone.
And please send it to Aaron at Infowars.com as well.
Okay. What it looks like is they're going to say, well, these government employees, they still need to access Department of Defense systems to do their work. Okay. So how are they going to do that if they can't physically be there because everything's contaminated? They have to use secure internet communication. Guess what that means? That means that all the infrastructure for Internet 2,
mm-hmm.
they're going to flip the switches on, and that's how the Department of Defense employees are going to be able to work at the Pentagon remotely and so forth.
So you think they already have the infrastructure built in?
Huh?
You think they're going to have they already have the infrastructure built in for Internet 2, and it's just going to be the right crisis to bring it in?
I don't know if they have it entirely set up, but it only makes sense for them to have it set up to the extent to which their critical systems can be implemented.
Well, listen, I want you to post this information, and then Aaron's not here right now, so why don't you send it to my MySpace as well?
Here's another thing that ties into this. It's really, really weird, right?
All right, really quick.
There was a commercial by Juniper Networks.
mm-hmm.
that talked about how their routers are compliant with all these Homeland Security directives,
mm-hmm.
and as well as teleworking. I'm mm-hmm. like, what? I said, what is that all about? It's like computer communications infrastructure hardware is being forced into compliance with all the stuff that's going to be tied into, you know, securing cyberspace for the 44th presidency. Because it's like these guys are actually serious about carrying us out.
Oh, absolutely. All right, I gotta let you go because I got other callers, man. But you know, we did a report on the Info Warrior how they were trying to blame Iranian hackers for getting the specs to Marine One, which is the helicopter instead of Air Force One. And because the infrastructure of the internet is so bad, these Iranian hackers were able to get the specs for Marine One through a subcontractor, and we need to shut it down, and we need to re-regulate. It's all fear-mongering to bring in this new system of control, this new internet that will have us all sign in, probably biometrically, with a thumb scan, an iris scan. God knows what they'll be doing. Maybe they'll want blood. Maybe it'll be a nice little DNA prick. Isn't that going to be delicious? Yay! Yay! Yeah, exactly. It'll be happy times, unicorns, and rainbows, you know. And on top of that, your websites will be redirected through large corporate websites or state university websites. So they will ultimately have control over whatever content you want to put up there. You know, Consumption Junction will be all right for all you, disgusting people out there like myself that just want to see, you know, horse attacks or whatever. You know, that'll still be around. But unfortunately, Infowars.com and Prison Planet probably aren't going to make it. They'll probably have knockoff sites that, you know, appear to be hardcore, but they'll probably have imprisoned Alex so long ago that, you know, it's all going to be watered down information, much like, you know, a Huffington Post or a Raw story. Oh, I said it. They don't go far enough, or even an op-ed. I mean, every once in a while they do okay, but come on, give me a break. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy? Congratulations on all your success. Love the new show.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to mention Words, Terms, Admiralty, and Jordan Maxwell, but before I do, I have to mention that Frank Zappa, what that guy said earlier, you know, you might want to do like 30 minutes, you know, see if you can get Dweezil on or Gail maybe, and talk about how not only was Frank Zappa's music crazy and different, but it represented a much higher degree of sophistication at a time when, you know, culture in general, but music especially, was being, you know, dumbed down by, you know, corporate, you know, and all that.
So no, I know. I've listened to the albums. They're incredible. There's that one album that sounds so much like the Wizard of Oz. It's like almost enchanting. But, you know, he was a very talented guy. And like I said, you look at some of his interviews, he was very in the know.
Yeah, I mean, there was that interview that just, you know, surfaced recently where, you know, the guy from the Czech Republic, I think it was interviewing him, and, you know, he said, well, you know, George Bush gave that speech about the New World Order, and then the guy go, wait a minute, didn't Hitler write a book called The New World Order? And Frank Zappa said, exactly. So he knew about this stuff. You know, he just, obviously in the 80s, you couldn't really blast off about it if you wanted to sell any records. But anyways, can I talk about Admiralty? All right. I don't know if any of you guys have out there seen this. I know someone called in and brought it up the other day, but there's this guy out there in Great Britain named John Harris, and he's like your average, you know, working guy. I guess he's a carpenter, and he does this whole presentation on Words, Terms, Admiralty, policemen versus police officer, corporations, you know, the use of words and terms and how they
common
know what
law.
They mean. Yeah, common law, absolutely. So, you know, you get your new show. I know it's difficult to get this guy. He's old, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ever wanted to give
what's his name? Listen,
audience.
Email me his name because, you know, I had a big common law discussion. I mean, I've had numerous ones. I've gone to a couple conferences where it's the head topic. But I also sat down with an author who's no longer with us named Tupper Saucy. And he is actually one of those guys that goes deep into the Jesuit order in his books. And on top of that, talks about common law and admiralty law and the court system and how you have to play the game and what words you have to use. And, you know, if you want to make declarations, there's another really good documentary out there, Hijacking Humanity. It's on YouTube and Google Video, which has a whole section dedicated to admiralty and common law. Yeah, a lot of people in this movement don't know about it. I don't know how valid it will hold up in today's just today's system. You know what I mean? It feels like it's a do anything you want kind of system. It doesn't hurt to have this knowledge, and it may help you in the future. I thank you for the call, Michael. We're going to move on to yet another Michael in California. Michael, what's on your mind? Still with us, Mike?
I'm still there.
All
right. How you doing?
Good, man.
Okay, I just want to touch on a couple things. You were talking about that a lot of people think the Age of Aquarius is here.
Or on the way. I mean, I don't want to say a lot of people, but the elite think that they're going to be bringing in this new age, and it seems like this new age is the Age of Aquarius, their next big symbol, and it will come through some astrological or metaphysical event.
Well, I've been an astrologer for over 30 years, and there is some truth to what they're saying. But the point is that it doesn't matter what you believe or what I believe. If enough people believe something, it can create a Hegelian dialectic movement.
Mm-hmm.
And
a problem-reaction-solution kind of movement.
Kind of. But, you know, we've got all these Obama guys who are fanatics. But what I'm going to point out is to watch for May 22nd. Okay, on May 22nd, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune will all be at 26 degrees Aquarius. Uranus will be at 26 degrees Pisces. Neptune rules Pisces, Uranus rules Aquarius. It's the proverbial handoff, like a relay race when they hand a baton off, right? Neptune
okay.
is, we were in the Piscean era. Christ was the sage of the Piscean era.
Mm-hmm.
Buddha was the sage of the Aryan age. Mm-hmm. Krishna was the sage of the Taurian age. That's why India has all those cows, okay? Well, they think Obama's the sage of the Aquarian age.
So you think that this is the guy, this is their new Maitreya, their new Antichrist, their new leader. You really think it's the Obama, huh? I'm going to let you go, but food for thought from an astrologer. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. More calls after this.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Alright folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes sitting in for Alex. We're going to continue to take your calls in this next segment, and then at the 8 after mark in the next hour, we're going to have Susan Lynn, a state representative, on about HJR 108 and state sovereignty in Tennessee. I'm going to read the bill for you in the next segment, but before we go to our callers, I just want to thank one more of our sponsors today, because without the sponsors, folks, just not possible. Just can't have the little radio shows that we're putting on here. Nothing's for free, and, you know, I've got to eat, you've got to eat. And why not eat with survivalistseeds.com? I actually, in New York, I have like this little garden, and we do grow food, you know, big sunflowers for my little niece, but we also grow cucumbers, tomatoes, green beans, all this stuff. Survivalistseeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the NWO. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price for heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. That's right, $108.95. That's real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. www.survivalistseeds.com is how you survive in the world economic collapse. And, you know, hopefully there isn't a huge collapse, but you know what? My grandfather and I used to, that was one of the things we used to do together, is he had a little garden. Always fond of that stuff. I never wanted to be a farmer. I grew up around him, but it's nice to have your own little garden in the back. And like I said, me and my niece get down, and she really enjoys it, and she is just cute as a button. So survivalistseeds.com. All right, let's continue with the callers. And we're going to take your callers. We're going to have Susan Lynn on for about a half an hour. After the 30 marker, next hour, we'll take your calls as well. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, this is my first time calling in, and in any case, I have just so many questions, but the one thing I wanted to speak to was, I found it interesting that the stuff that's in the Telegraph,
mm-hmm.
you know, blackjack.
I'm not sure.
Alex Jones, Alex had a caller that called in from, it was talking about the London Telegraph, and it was talking about having a tactical nuke attack on the United States. It's a picture story that they've been running over there, Operation Blackjack.
Okay, all right. Continue.
Okay. Well, in any case, I'm up here in Connecticut. Are you here in New York or no?
No, I left. I'm out in Texas, but I was up there until the last week of February.
All right. Well, in any case, long and short of all this, I'm a stockbroker, so I study things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I found very interesting pertaining to the picture story that they had on there, and they ran that for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No author. Pretty heinous mm-hmm. when you sit there and look at it. It basically ushers in the new world, not the new world order, but the North American Union, mm-hmm. you know, putting everybody down under martial law, the police, the whole nine. But what I found interesting about it was that at the end of this script, it turns around and it talks about how everybody's going to get their new ID cards,
mm-hmm.
okay, and everybody's going to get inoculated with these anti-bio, you know, vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the only reason why I bring this up is back in August, I found a stock called Emergent BioSolutions,
mm-hmm.
okay, out of Maryland. And the stock was at $14. I pulled up on one of my screens that I run, and it totally, absolutely defied gravity, okay, up until, I'm going to say, last week.
Okay.
Okay, where it turned around and broke down. It was go ahead.
Did it just go, it just leveled off, or it went too high? Or what happened? Well, Bill, I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to hold you over on the other side. Do you think that this, basically, are you telling me you think that the stock is rising in this thing because these are the guys that are going to give us these inoculations? Is this coming? I mean, now that I saw Blackjack, I remember it. This thing was a made-up story in the Telegraph. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.